Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the record, it's now 1 o'clock in the p.m. on July 29th. I have the experimental generation of interpersonal closeness, a.k.a. the 36 questions, in my hand right now as we walk alongside interstate whatever. It is very crumpled at this point and smells kind of like a duck. Same. Oh, one sec, gonna try and hail this car. It's now been about, I honestly don't know how many hours since my last recording. And in the time since runaway husband Jace Connolly ran away, again, I realized something. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't furious with Jace for leaving me at a motel with nothing on my person but a box of Cheerios, but now that we've emptied out the minibar and purchased every movie they had on demand, I realize...
You need a ride, pretty girl.
Hey! Thank you. You know what? I just... my mistake. It's not that far. Oh my god, I think those guys were murderers. Anyway, I realized the time for revenge is over. The time to finish the questions, and at the very least, let Jace know who he's walking away from is now. It might take every ounce of my being, but I'm going to see this through. I've slept. I've cried. I've eaten more Toblerone than I knew I could stomach, and I'm going to give him one last chance. Oh. Hey, Judith. It's Judith. We're walking up to Jace's childhood home. As luck would have it, we can see the wild runaway husband now. This seems like the perfect time to calmly approach him and ask him the next question. Hi, Jace.
Ah! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Judith! What did you walk here?
That's not the question. Oh, the question is question 20. What does friendship mean to you?
You walked here.
Poignant!
The place is like 10 miles from here.
I know how far it is.
That.
That's not what I asked you.
I can't see you right now. I don't care what you asked me. I'm not answering it, all right?
It's actually not for you. It's an even-numbered question, which means you're supposed to ask me.
I am not doing it.
Okay. Then I'll ask it to myself, and you can hear the answer.
Lord, I am not doing this, Judith. I feel like I made that clear. We are done. Date over. Marriage over, all right? Just leave me alone.
I caught all that.
I have a lot of things to do.
I still think you could take 5 minutes to do the right thing.
Oh, do the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, all right? I'm going to get in my car right now, me and Henry, and I'm going to the airport, and I'm coming back here with my moms. All right, take that in. They just flew in this morning.
Because you told them everything.
Yes, of course I told them everything, okay? They're my moms.
Okay, you know, I'm not leaving until we get through the final 16, Jace. So I will explain that to your moms, amongst other things.
Amongst what other things? You're gonna explain that to my moms? I really don't think that conversation is gonna go the way you think it will, Judith. Trust me, all right?
Okay, you know what? You know what? I'll just answer. Question 20, what does friendship mean to you? It means dependability. Call back to question 16, also about friendship.
You can't guilt me into the questions, Judith.
It's your turn to answer.
I have to get Henry. Henry?
Okay. If you aren't gonna answer, then I'm perfectly happy continuing them by myself on your porch. What? Until you can act like a sane adult!
Okay. Okay, great. Just talk to yourself on my porch. That sounds really sane.
Great, great. Question 21. What roles do love and affection play in your life?
Are you serious right now?
Currently, let's see. My answer. Love and affection used to be quite prominent in my life.
Henry?
I guess that's over.
Okay, question 22. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic
Henry,
of your partner. Share a total of 5 items.
Henry.
Well, that's easy.
Henry.
I think you are very attractive.
Henry, ignore the screaming lady on the porch.
I think you are very kind.
Usually.
I think you will make a good parent someday. Really, really good parent. I think you have... I think you have strong convictions. I think you are... literally running out the door. Okay, come on, Jace.
Don't look at her. Don't look at her.
For the record, Jace is carrying Henry very swiftly towards his truck as if he was running from me. Jace!
Oh my God, I'm not running from you. I'm officially late now, okay? My parents...
You are the worst liar in the world.
Okay, well, you know what? You're the one that's making me do this, Judith. You are making me feel like a crazy person. So I'm just gonna get in the truck now, all right?
For the record, I'm not standing in his way.
I don't understand at what point this became about me, all right?
When the realness of our situation got to be a little too much for you. And instead of dealing with it, you put on what I like to call your earmuffs of indignation. Well, you know what? Take them off, Jace.
What are you talking
about? Listen to what I'm saying.
I listened to you all night. All right, Judith? It's over.
Supposed to give chase?
And now it's just me. Again.
I am not giving up!
I am not giving up. Question 23. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's? You need to sit on the step for a second. Catch my breath. Question 24. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? Yeah. This is rough. This is really rough right now. My relationship with my mother is non-existent. Okay. Question 25. Make 3 true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling... ... Well, I am on this porch feeling exhausted. I'm on this porch secretly thinking Jace is gonna turn around and pick me up and say, screw my mom's. Drive off with me somewhere. I'm on this porch trying to think of what's next. Question 26. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share my actual feelings. My actual deep, dark, self-hating bullshit feelings. The stuff that Natalie didn't have. But Judith definitely does. Question 27. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know. Okay, sometimes I make a joke because the truth is literally too scary to think about. Question 28. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met. I like that you care. I know you said you wish you didn't, but I think that's your real superpower. Question 29. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. let's think. There was this one time I drove out to my ex-husband's house with an experiment and thought that it would magically solve our problems. Question 30. When did you last cry in front of another person? By yourself. I cried in front of you when we watched The Iron Giant on my birthday. by myself right now. Question 31. Tell your partner something that you like about them already. Your smile. Off the bat, I was hooked. Superficial, but... Sorry. There was a noise in the woods, and I thought maybe it was Jace. Because yes, I honestly think he might come back. Oh, I need to do something besides this. No, I need to do this. Okay, I'm answering them. Question 32. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Nothing. Everything is a joke. Everything. Everything deserves to be laughed at. Especially me. Question 33. If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them yet? For the record. Freaking record. I'd want to tell you that the way I love you, it breaks me. And you might think that I've done something so terribly wrong, or that I am wrong, but I don't get how I could be so wrong if what I did let me have you. So maybe that's... Yeah, I answered that, right? I answered that. Okay. Question 34. Your house, containing everything you own, catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save any one item. What would it be? Why? I would save the journal I have hidden in the garage. I've had it since I was 12. Question 35. Of all the people in your family, whose death would you find most disturbing? Why? I don't know. My dad. Question 36. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you've chosen. How do I let you go? How's that for a problem? How do I let you go? No one wants to let go. You gotta fight against your every instinct, and that's hard to do. No one wants to quit. No one wants to admit to themselves what's actually true. Only you can be the one to make the first move. Push through the pain. Only you can be the one to say I'm done and walk away. It's gonna hurt, but it's what I have to do. I'm leaving now. I'm putting one foot in front of the other now. I deserve to let you go and build a better version on my own somehow. I feel better. Or at least a bit lighter, just by deciding I left you behind. There's room in my head now that getting you back I'm gonna leave the record in your mailbox, okay? Maybe your moms will find it. Maybe I don't care. The point is, I don't need it anymore. But I think you might. And if you're listening, I love you. I think I always will. Bye.
Hi. Hello, this is Jace Connolly, and I'd like to go on the record to say that I know what you're trying to do, leaving your phone here and all that, but it's not going to work. I am throwing it away in the garbage, so... Hi, this is Jace again, going on the record to say that I have not thrown the phone in the garbage, but I do look forward to mailing it to you so that you can have it. I know how important it was for you to... record everything we said all night. So yeah, I'm gonna mail it to you tomorrow morning. You're welcome. Goodbye. Hi, this is No, I'm not doing this. Okay. Oh, how do you do this? Hi, this is Jace Connolly. And the honest reason I'm going on the record right now is because I really want to talk to Judith, but I can't. I also can't talk to my moms about Judith for obvious reasons. I don't know who to talk to that could possibly understand. So I guess at 4 a.m., this will have to do. Look who loves the record now, huh? Okay, I'm gonna put this in a box. That's that. The end. Goodbye. Hello there. This is Jace. The date is 2010. June 16th, 2010. It's the afternoon, almost 1 year since Judith showed up on my doorstep. I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to address this thing. But I guess the point... is that I wanted to put on the record that I was thinking of you, of us, of our, of, oh God, why is this so hard? I guess, what I wanted to say was I watched this documentary last night about animals who fall in love outside their species, okay? And there was a goat and a horse, and the horse was blind, so every day, the goat had to guide him to the watering hole, and after they both drank, guide him back. It got really sad because the goat eventually died, and the horse didn't know how to get to the well, so I had to turn it off. But I guess that's not the point. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I met someone. I re-met someone. Lisa Kuhlman. Lisa, I think you probably remember her, Lisa Kuhlman. She's really, I don't know, she's on my level, if that makes sense. And it's going great. And the whole point of me recording right now is to hold myself accountable for the feelings I still feel. I thought it was over, thought I was moving forward. But I guess that's why I have this, to show me what's real. The perils of keeping your ex-wife's phone in your possession. You're only really saying you've put the past to rest. It is all too easy to feed your old obsession. You wanna prove you moved on? Let's put it to the test. So I turned on my speakers, plugged them in to the jack. But I wasn't prepared for how it would feel to listen back. It was a painful little listen back. I had a little listen back. My first and last listen back. And I heard you cry. And I heard 3 minutes of unfiltered honesty. I realized I still love you. So now we know. Over and out. So, it's January 2015. 4 years since I've touched this holy relic. I'm sitting in my downstairs office doing this because last week, Lisa was online reading this article about this thing called the 36 questions, if you can believe that. I guess context. I'm with Lisa, still. We have a son. His name is Cooper, and you don't care. Okay, you're not gonna listen to this, what am I doing? Anyway, Lisa read the article. And a few nights later, after putting the kid to bed, she sprung the questions on me. Which I guess I should have anticipated, because we're basically the same person. And she knew about you, obviously, but I hadn't told her the whole story, A to Z, so I did. And a look came over her face when I told her that I had run away from you 3 times in a row. I mean, she got it, obviously. I think she got it, but at the end of it, she asked me in the most generous, Lisa, non-confrontational tone, "Do you wish you hadn't?" I said, "That's not the question, Lisa, but yes, of course. I'm glad I ran away, because if I hadn't, I never would have escaped it, and I never would have met you, and we never would have had Cooper, and blah, 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 all of that." But I guess, yeah, I never would have. Tonight I heard 3 distant voices. A trio of myself saying goodbye. I turned over in bed, torn apart by past choices. Time to check the record wouldn't lie. So I slipped out of bed, made myself a small snack, and I put on my headphones and had another listen back. It was a painful little listen back. I had a little listen back. That was my last listen back. And I heard us fight, but I was a coward and I ran away again. That wasn't right, and I can't afford to be a coward anymore. Okay. Back in the box with you. Welcome to 2017, Generation 1 iPhone. You've been on a wild journey. Frankly, I'm surprised you still work. And maybe a little disappointed. It'd make things much easier if you'd just die. But you aren't dead. And while you're still ticking, you'll be the place I go to when I really want to talk to your former owner. Which I can't actually do. I won't. I'm not. Okay, so Lisa and I are no longer living together. That kind of blew up. I think maybe the problem was we're too similar. We fight in the same way, so we were just fighting in circles, and then nothing gets resolved or got resolved. Anyway, I have Cooper on weekdays, and he's good. He's 5. And I guess he's dealing with the split as best he can. He asks a lot of questions. And I find myself either not knowing the answer to them or just making answers up so that I don't sound like a total idiot. I mean, the other day he asked if I still loved his mom. I said, yeah, of course I do. I always will. He also asked where air comes from. That one was harder to field. I guess the point is when he asks these questions, these impossible questions, a little part of my brain shoots right to you. I think that's pathetic that I'm hung up on you so much after all this time, but it's like you said, brain damage. The point is, I lie every day now. Every day. I make up stuff to make things move, and that's fine. It's being an adult. Another part of adulting is admitting when you're wrong. And doing the hard thing you need to do for yourself. For 8 years I tried to tell myself stay strong. As the guilt of what I'd done destroyed my mental health. We all know what I'm holding and what I just completed. Though hearing my own voice has never felt this strange. You were right to leave the record, you were right to give me distance. Something deep inside of me is ready now to change. This time when I listened, I only made it through half. Because with 16 answers of mine missing, I can't just listen back. It's not enough to listen back. I can't just listen back. Okay, this is Jace Connolly, and I'm going on the record because it's go time. I wrote down my answers, 20 through 36, as honest as I could possibly be. I have this document on my desktop titled jacesanswers.pdf. My intention, despite how utterly terrifying it sounds, is to get this document to you, Judith. So, I'm sending you an email. Your email address, I think, is j.ford@fordsolutions.net. Forget how many Google searches it took to get that little nugget, but if I email this address, I'm pretty sure you'll see it. I hope. Okay. Okay, okay, so here it goes. I'm doing this. Okay. Okay. Dear Judith, I owe you some answers. 16 to be exact. I took a moment to write these answers. You'll find them all attached. Okay,
attaching, clicking on it and attaching. I don't expect a response from you. In fact, it's probably best you don't. I'm not looking for forgiveness. I'm only giving you what you are owed. In the attachment, it's all there in the attachment. All that's left now is to hit send, and the weight of the choice will be gone. Nothing I needed to say left unsaid. Those 16 questions did their job, and now this can end with a PDF full of feelings and deepest regrets. I just have to hit send. Oh God, is it weird that I am writing my ex-wife out of the blue? Are there any answers she could misconstrue? Of course she could, and of course she will scrutinize my answers, think I'm full of shit, wonder why it took me years to get this over with. That's fine, who cares? Who cares? Not me.
Sent. It's sent. I sent it. I sent you the email with my answers attached.
And now I've sent my final message. And now I've had the final word. This love affair ends with a 3-page PDF. How 2017. How absurd. But I can finally move on now. No more living in the past. No more hoarding all my answers. Each and every single one of them I left attached. Here's to never look.
I'm not gonna look back anymore. I'm not gonna look back, and if I just keep repeating it, then it's not gonna happen. I'm not gonna look in the inbox. I'm not gonna look in the inbox. I've already sent it. I've already sent it. Okay. This feels great. This feels really great. Yep. Sent it. Not looking back. They're all attached. I'm not gonna look back. I'm just gonna close the laptop, and that's the end. I'm not gonna look, I'm just gonna walk away from the computer. Here's to never looking back. All my answers are attached. This feels great!
All my answers are attached.
Alright, big day for Jace.
Okay, it's over. Oh my God, it's really over.
Okay, how do I turn this thing off? I can never figure out how to turn the... My name is Jace Connolly, and I am going on the record now because I just got an email from you, Judith. It has to be her. From you. My hands are shaking. Why are my hands shaking? Okay. Whew. Okay, hold on. Cooper, do not put sticks in there! Because you could hurt his ear! Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so I'm sitting at my desk. The message says it's from Jay. Judith, okay? Responding to my email from 2 days ago, and it says, all right, here we go. Hello, Jace. It's Judith. Thank you for attaching your answers to questions 20 through 36. I reviewed them and am looking forward to hearing them in person. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, still reading. We are supposed to stare into each other's eyes for 4 minutes at the end. A late addition to the questions that I think is particularly cute. Oh my God. I don't live in Austin anymore, but frequently travel through for business. I can make myself free for an hour or so this Thursday afternoon. Oh my God, before I head to the airport. How's 5 for you? There's an Applebee's nearby. I know how much you love Applebee's. Smiley face emoji, winky face emoji. Your ex-wife, Judith. Open quote, Natalie. Close quote, Ford. Oh my God. Okay, 5 o'clock, Thursday.
Okay. I'll need to get a suitor for Cooper. I should probably get a haircut too and pick up my dry cleaning. Okay, I should write this down.
Are you going to get ice cream?
Cooper, yeah, I told you that. What are you playing with? Don't take stuff out of Daddy's backpack.
I pressed the button.
No, only Daddy does that. Put it back in the pocket, please. All right. Are you going to hold my hand?
Yeah.
Oh, very busy today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Watch out for the glass.
Watch out for the glass, too.
Is that my echo I hear?
What's an echo?
An echo is the sound you make reflecting off something and coming back at you.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Do all sounds make an echo?
Yes, technically. Except for a duck's quack.
Why not the duck's quack?
I don't know. That's actually not true. Please don't repeat that.
So, the duck's quack makes an echo?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
The person we're meeting. I see her. There she is.
I'm thirsty, Daddy. Can I have orange juice?
You're obsessed with orange juice.
I like it.
I know, yes, sure. We'll see if they have fresh squeezed at this apple place. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is where you politely shake my hand.
This is Cooper. Did you get my email? I was trying to get a sitter, but it fell through.
It's fine.
Are you sure?
It's nice to meet you, Cooper.
Cooper, this is...
Natalie.
Natalie. Can you say hi to Natalie? He's being weirdly shy with you.
He's very cute.
Say thank you, Cooper. Did you want to give Natalie the thing? What do you say?
This is for you.
My phone. You're giving me back my phone. This thing is a relic. Did you know it was on?
What? Oh, no. God, Cooper must have turned it on. I'm so sorry. I wasn't trying to record you or anything, though. I guess, in a weird way, that kind of makes sense, huh?
Sure. We'll leave it on. For old time's sake.
Okay. So, how are you?
Busy.
What do you do now?
I'm a travel agent, but for trips to outer space.
Really?
No, Jace. Look, I don't want to be Rudy McRuderson here, but we're not really here to talk about me. We're here to finish what we started.
Okay. Yes, let's let's do that then.
I went ahead and printed out your answers here, so you can just read them to me. For the record, I'm handing Jace a printout of the answers he emailed me 5 days ago.
I'm thirsty, Daddy.
The waitress will be here in a second, Cooper.
If your answers have changed in the past 5 days, feel free to go off book.
Huh. Okay, okay. Question 20. What does friendship mean to you? Friendship means someone understands that you are a flawed person and they love you anyway.
What's the paper?
Quiet, Cooper. Question 21. What roles do love and affection play in your life? They're everything to me, sometimes to a fault.
What's the paper?
Question 22. Alternate sharing something you consider a positive characteristic of your partner. Share a total of 5 items. Okay, I'm gonna go off book here. Well, you're here. You look great. You're forgiving, even when you shouldn't be. You're interesting. You're complicated.
It's on paper, Daddy.
It's an exercise, Cooper, kind of like a game, a grown-up game, Coop. Okay, just let Daddy read it. Question 23. How close and warm is your family? Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's? My family is everything. I think I can safely say my childhood was happier than most people I know, and I'm very grateful for that. Question 24. How do you feel about your relationship with your mother? My relationship is good, complicated. I feel like I understand them more now that I'm a parent, and also somehow less. Question 25. Make 3 true we statements each. For instance, we are both in this room feeling... Okay, I guess no point in using the printed answers for this one. We are both in this room feeling... I don't know, I can't really read you.
Give the old college try.
Okay, well, I'm guessing we're both feeling a little anxious. And maybe a little sad. Maybe a little glad. Something like that. Does that work? I don't know. Is that true?
Sure.
Okay. Question 26. Complete this sentence. I wish I had someone with whom I could share dot, dot, dot. A plate of eggs. I don't know. Question 27. If you were going to become a close friend with your partner, please share what would be important for him or her to know. Okay. Okay, this is a big one. And I meant what I wrote here. Sometimes I get so hell-bent on making my point heard that I don't listen to what people have to say. And I need to be called out on that. I should be called out on that. Cooper, give me the fork.
I'm thirsty.
Would you like my coconut water, Cooper? It's a little warm, but it's very yummy.
What do you say, Cooper?
Thank you.
Almost there.
Right, yes.
Daddy?
Yes, Cooper?
Can I have your phone?
Yes, Cooper, it's right there. Question 28. Tell your partner what you like about them. Be very honest this time, saying things that you might not say to someone you've just met. I like that you don't take the world so seriously, that it doesn't seem to weigh you down the way it weighs on me. At least that's how it used to be. Question 29. Share with your partner an embarrassing moment in your life. The time I tripped on a line drawn on the soccer field when I was 8. Which you know about. Question 30. When did you last cry in front of another person by yourself? I cried when Coop and I watched The Sound of Music. Remember that, Coop? Remember The Sound of Music? It was the part when the captain finally sings to his kids. Mm-hmm. And by myself, I cried. Okay, I cried this morning over a bowl of Cheerios. Just your usual Cheerios cry. I can't believe I said that. Okay, question 31. Tell your partner something that you like about them already. I've always loved your laugh. And I meant to write this too. I sometimes hear your laugh in my own laugh. I don't know if that makes any sense, but... question 32. What, if anything, is too serious to be joked about? Right, this is kind of a long list and it might terrify my kid.
Just do the first one.
Okay. People D-Y-I-N-G. Although now that it's spelled it out, I feel like I just made a kind of a joke about it. Anyway, question 33. If you were to D-I-E this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone? Why haven't you told them yet? Okay. I would want to tell you I was sorry. I'm sorry for not doing this when I should have. I sometimes think about what would have happened if I hadn't shut it down. Where we'd be instead of here. Do you ever think about that?
It's not the question, Jace.
Right. Okay. Question 34. Your house containing everything you own catches fire. After saving your loved ones and pets, you have time to safely make a final dash to save one item. What would it be? Why? I would save the parody I wrote about my family when I was 12.
The fuss budgets.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe you remember that. Question 35, of all the people in your family whose death... Okay, I'm not going to spell it out. Whose... Yes, would you find most disturbing? Why? Present company, for obvious reasons. Okay. And the last one. Question 36. Share a personal problem and ask your partner's advice on how he or she might handle it. Also, ask your partner to reflect back to you how you seem to be feeling about the problem you have chosen. How do I let you go?
My, that sounds very familiar.
What's your advice?
I think you just live. I think you can get all wrapped up in what could have been and what could be happening and what still could be, but all those are based on assumptions and expectations. The truth is, you have no idea what the future holds. You don't know what you don't know. So stop fretting about it.
I think now you're supposed to reflect back how I feel about it.
I think you feel ready.
For what?
The staring part.
Wait. You want to do the staring part?
Of course I want to do the staring part. Do you know me? It's been pretty much eons since we've had a long, hard look into each other's eyes. This is a precious commodity now.
My kid is sitting right here. We're going to do the staring part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure, I guess. How long is it?
4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can do it on my phone, I guess.
No, I got it on my watch. Are you ready?
It's not a blinking contest, right? I can blink. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'm ready.
Go.
Daddy.
Yes, Cooper?
I want to play the game.
It's a grown-up game, Cooper.
It's useless to explain eye contact to him, Jace. His generation will have no need for it.
That is really unfunny.
I want to play. Look at me, Daddy.
I can't, Coop. Not right now. That's the point. I have to look at Judith.
Natalie.
I have to look at Natalie.
What are you looking at her for?
We're doing the last part of an experiment. I have to look her in the eyes for 4 minutes, and she has to do the same. It's a thing that grown-ups do sometimes.
Why?
Oh, you thought you'd sneak one past him.
Why? Well, because, Coop, when you look in someone's eyes, you can see what they're thinking.
You can see what they're thinking?
Well, you can see if they're telling the truth.
You wish.
You can see that in their eyes?
Sometimes.
Why do you need to?
It's just something we're doing.
But you always tell the truth.
Wow, he really is your kid.
Yes. Most of the time, I tell the truth.
Oh.
Almost all the time.
Why wouldn't you tell the truth?
Well, Coop,
Why don't you tell the truth, Daddy?
How do I say this? The truth is... The truth is hard to explain. Because the truth is... The truth can shift and change. The truth is, the truth is all about you and your honest point of view. And what's true for you doesn't have to be true forever.
sometimes the truth isn't always for the better. It's something that we aspire to, or maybe that's something we say
until it gets in the way. And you're just putting words on a feeling.
I'm not talking about cold, hard facts like science, the alphabet, or math.
But the truth you use to keep track of who you are and why you act the way you act. But the truth is,
the truth doesn't exist in black and white. And sometimes two sides can both be. Think you know
what's true for you
doesn't have to be
true forever. And sometimes the truth isn't always for the better. It's something that we aspire.
Until it gets in the way.
Until it gets in the way.
The truth is that you will never really know. The truth is that you
That concludes 36 questions. Thanks again for listening to the show.
Hey, if you enjoyed the music you heard, it's available everywhere. You can buy the album on iTunes or Bandcamp today at 36questions.bandcamp.com. You can also stream on Spotify,
what?
Apple Music,
yes,
or wherever else you listen to music.
And now for some credits.
Let's do it. 36 Questions star Jonathan Groff and Jesse Shelton as Jason Judith and features Johnny Mirandana as Cooper. Henry was played by Big Baby.
It was written, directed, and composed by Ellen Winter and Chris Littler and produced by Zach Akers and Skip Bronke of 2UP Productions.
Our production manager was Ruth Lichtman. Arrangements and music supervisor was Asar. It was edited and mixed by Kate Belinsky and Steve Bone. Our sound designer was Joel Rabe. Our sound engineer was MP Quo. Our production assistants were Dan Richards and Sam Dalshimer. And our story consultant was Kelly Teeger.
Percussion was performed by Sam Monaco. Piano was performed by Jarrett Turner. Cello by Clara Kennedy. Trombone by Brian Wendell. Bass by Fred Epstein. Ukulele by Danny Teeger. And violin by Lily Desmond.
Our mastering was done by Emily Lazar at The Lodge, New York, with co-mastering engineer Chris Allgood. Our set photographer and video services were done by Allison Grasso. Our copy editor was Bethany Reese. Logo and graphics were done by Ray Clark Hendel. And additional logo support came from Piper Weaver.
It was recorded at Scott Lair's Second Story Sound, and agency services were provided by Ben Davis, Michael Finkel, and Andrew Mathis of WME. Legal services provided by Erica Conchola and Elsa Ramo of Ramo Law PC, and Dean Bahat at Sifrin Law. Our website was designed by Matt Brown, and our web production designer was Eva Bronke. Website development was done by The Veggie Burger.
Very special thanks to Tracy Leanne,
Marty Fowler,
Sarah Broderick,
David Bronke,
Janice Smith,
Lauren Mirandana,
The Winters,
The Littlers,
The Tigers,
The Ralstons,
Simon Bond,
Eric Tate,
Anthony Saratani,
Space Work, Arthur Aaron, and the experimental generation of interpersonal closeness, a procedure, and some preliminary findings.
And of course, a very, very, very special thanks to you, dear listener.
Thank you for listening.